Mr. Mathis?
Well, we have two items on the pre-council agenda. One, the roll cart pilot program update, and then the ICMA performance measures. So let's start with the roll cart.
Thank you, Mr. Mathis. We're here tonight to give you an update on the roll cart pilot program. Council asked us to go back and look at three items to address, to revise. Three area concerns are to add an area or neighborhood collection where all residents in a given area are included in a pilot, to test the collection method by renting a truck or the automated vehicle, and to shorten the pilot from 6 to 3 months. And so we're here to discuss that tonight. We started out, you know, showing basically the volunteers, and currently we have 172 volunteers for this to start. And I'm going to turn it over to Richard Wieman, who's our utility manager, to describe the rest of it.
Good evening. The map that you're seeing shows four different areas in which have been selected to for the road cart pilot. We identified these areas for a couple reasons. One, to look at cul-de-sacs and also to look at steep driveways. The map that you're seeing on the right shows those four areas. What you see on the left, we'll break that down just a little bit further in the slides that will follow. But let me go back through and look at the areas. Area number one was selected off of Shepherd Boulevard, and we selected that area because it has steep driveways. Area number two, we selected that area because there was some concerns with the residents in that area about the road carts, and this would give them an opportunity to take a good look at it. Area number three has got cul-de-sacs that would have some operational issues with the truck. And area number four is similar to area number two, where the residents had some concerns there that, we wanted to take a look at. And we can break this down a little further. This is the pilot route number one, and the blow up on the left is the demographics by age census. There was some questions about how the road carts would impact our residents, the elderly, the young. This gives a breakdown as to the demographics that are in each one of these areas. Similarly, for number two, this was the area where we had some concerned citizens, and this is the demographics that breaks that down. This area is west of Highway Old 63, basically right there in the Shepherd Boulevard area next to number one. You can see that there's about 70 homes in this area. The third area is pretty heavily populated, 96 houses, some cul-de-sacs to take a look at, some parking issues and so forth. And it's also close to our other routes, which makes the ability of the truck to collect in a shorter period of time. And the fourth area is on the west side of town, right across from Broadway Shopping Center, Highland Drive. Again, it is an area that was selected because there was some concerns, citizens in this area. This is relatively flat, so the four areas in which we have selected gives us quite a variety, flat, some rolling hills, some steep hills, and some cul-de-sacs. That was the areas that the council wanted us to take to add to the pilot program, was to look at the areas. As Mr. Glasscock mentioned, we are still taking names and volunteers for the what we refer to as a shotgun approach, and we are about 50 units shy of meeting our goal of a total of 600 units overall.
As the report said, this pilot's going to cost around $70,000 to implement. It's a three-month pilot, about half of the cost, the staff cost, and then we got about $23,000 in truck rental.
On the staff cost, that's already paid for, so that's not an additional cost for the pilot.
But it is a cost to the pilot. I mean, we also talked about 1 month free for the people that try this on the program, 1 month of a free trash service. The positive aspects, you know, the reason.
I just ask, if you subtract the 1 month free and the staff cost, then what is the cost of the program, the additional cost?
About half, I think.
Would you repeat the question?
If you subtract the 1 month free for people who are participating in the pilot and subtract staff time, then how much is the additional amount for the pilot project? Or a rough guess if you don't have it.
$40,000 without the 1 month free. I don't have the, is it figured in here?
Is it $15?
It's $1,542 per month per house, and we have 600 homes selected.
A little under $10,000 for that, and it's about 31. Mm-hmm. 31,000 for the staff, so I remember.
And yes, the original, I have it here. Let me pull it.
More like around 30,000 cost of the program if you did not give the month free, and if you don't include staff cost time.
If you exclude the staff cost time. Let me find that number here. Sorry.
It's $31,000 for staff costs. So if you subtract that off the 70, you're around $40,000.
And then
if you add back in the $10,000, so you're about $50,000 for.
Oh, you take out the $10,000.
Sorry, take out.
Yeah.
Yes.
So about $30,000.
What does that $31,000 cover? Because you had the staff using the old trucks if they weren't using the new trucks, right?
The original cost, the original design of the program. Was for a 6 month period of time. It was using all eight routes to collect trash during that time. And that's just a small portion of it since there is only on an average of 15 roll carts per route. But the other time is setting up the program, getting the carts, delivering the carts, monitoring the success of the program. We have a lot of promotion and questions and so forth that would be involved in it. It's pretty, I don't want to say complex, but there's a lot of hidden costs, hidden time involved in getting the information out to the residents, getting the surveys in, getting the questionnaires mailed back and forth, compiling the reports and so forth. It's a project that involves a lot of staff, not only my staff in the solid waste, but the communication staff, Mr. Glasscock's time and Mr. Nichols' time, and all those were accounted for.
So I'll go back to kind of finish up. Excuse me. You know, the positive aspects of doing this is you know, it can be implemented with no rate increase. It's essentially a pay-as-you-throw. It's not a fee-based. It's more if you use more, you pay more. Individual households generating small amounts of trash would only have to have a base fee. If you had large generators, you'd have two roll carts. You'd pay for that. It's pay-as-you-throw. Automated trucks means that employees may work longer hours, fewer days. We could actually go to 10-hour days and you know, have 4-10s instead of having to work 5 days and holidays and those things. The new fleet could be compressed natural gas, which saves money as well. Gets us into that. Total cost of workers' compensation insurance is reduced. Keeps animals out of the bags and littering. It gives us the ability to work hot and cold extremes. Right now, you know, we have people going out in 100-degree heat picking up trash. all day long. We have people going out when it's below zero picking up trash. It allows our workers a better work environment. Plus, we have fewer bags that will be used in the landfill for quicker decomposition. So those are just some of the few things that we do. We wanted to highlight. Be happy to answer any questions council may have.
Mr. Glasscock, are you looking at doing any provisions for leaves, or is that going to be limited to the capacity of the carts?
The question about the leaves is that, fortunately, we have a bioreactor landfill, the only one that's approved in the state that's allowed to accept organic materials such as leaves. The leaves will be combined along with the trash. They can go into the roll cart that you have for your trash. You could also have a bag that of leaves that you can set out beside the roll cart. There would be an additional fee for that. Or you could have an additional roll cart during the season to put the leaves in. There would be an additional charge for the roll cart. And then you always have the option of Cape and Park and Parkside side drop-offs. So there's a multitude of ways that the residents would be able to handle their leaves.
I have a quick question. I have been waiting to hear accurate figures on the workman comp claims for the trash workers. There's been a lot of discussion as to that being the compelling reason for us to go to the roll carts, and I have not yet heard accurate figures, or I don't think we've been provided with them. And if we have, I apologize, but I haven't seen them.
The claims for fiscal year 11, which is what we use to calculate the cost on for workman's comp for trash collection only, was $127,864, and that is just for residential trash collection only. It's not for residential recycling. It's not for landfill. It's not for commercial, just for residential trash collection only. What we are seeing in the industry and according to our risk management is that cities are seeing a reduction of about 75% in workman's comp cost when they go from manual to an automated collection system.
So just to be clear, the $127,864 is the yearly amount that we're paying in workman's comp claims for trash collectors.
That was for FY 11, fiscal year 11. It was a little higher in fiscal year 11 than it was in 9 and 10.
And why was that?
It's incident specific. We had one incident that was a pretty severe injury, and our claims go up and down.
Give me an idea of what they were for 10 and 9. I mean, do you have those figures with you, or 2009, 2010?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay.
They were about half that.
Half of that.
Or so. We've had one death and one severe injury in recent memory. So.
And our 2012 figures in yet. I imagine it takes a while for the figures to get compiled as the claims get settled.
So if you did a pilot, you could monitor like 3 months before as well as during the pilot program in terms of workmen's comp claims?
I would hope so, yes, that we could monitor that.
And in the cost, did you subtract the cost for the black bags that we now provide?
No, ma'am. The black bags are sent to the residents by voucher, and that would still continue during this 3 months period of time.
That is part of the cost benefit if we move to the system. That is money that would be saved, or in this case used for
how much again? I know we've been told in the past, how much do we pay for that?
We have a budget this year of about $370,000 just for the black bags. The voucher program gives us a very unique opportunity to take a look at what the industry is doing and moving towards. There's a variety of reasons to do this. Not everybody is going to be satisfied with those reasons or the change. But I think the opportunity we have here is to, for Columbia, is to take a look at it, see if it fits. If it doesn't fit, it doesn't fit. But I think it's important to be looking down the road and seeing what the country as a whole is moving toward and evaluate it for Columbia, and that's what we're trying to do here, see if it's, if this is the type of program that would work for Columbia. It may not.
Let me raise a couple questions, because this is an industry standard technology for solid waste, is it? Is it not?
It's trending that way, yes, to what, be a standard.
Any idea about how much penetration there is of nationally? Is it 50-50?
Well, actually, you're going to get a report with the ICMA report that will have you some clues to that just a little later as the second part of the presentation this morning. But when I took a look at the members, the cities that are participants in that ICMA study, 66% of the people, the cities, were either in a semi-automated collection system or an automated collection system, and that means that roll carts were involved. Now, we can do it automated, which is what we are looking at, which is an arm that goes out and grabs it and dumps it in the truck, or you can do semi-automated, which is generally with two people, where they pull the cart to the back of the truck and the cart has a tipper on it. It tips, sets it back down, and then the employee returns it to the curb. But in both cases, roll carts are used in both of those. So the organization that we belong to, 66% of the people have roll carts.
I know that this obviously has been a very controversial issue. I thank you for bringing this up. If it's an industry standard and evolving technology, it's your duty to bring that forward. I have missed out on the cost analysis. I have maybe you gave it, I missed it. You know, what I'm interested in knowing is what the average customer is going to experience in savings. Is the average solid waste customer going to save money with this technology? And if there, it is, we will ought to have some type of analysis to say it's, you know, $1 a month, $3 a month, $5 a month.
Sure. Good question.
And also, what's the cost on the extra bag sitting aside? Because if you're going to do the trial in the spring, there isn't nearly so much leaf debris as there is now.
I was actually more looking at generically about the total cost of a year, in a fiscal year.
Okay.
I want to talk about the study later.
So but on
I'm
average,
talking about,
is it less or
we're,
more
we're
for
moving,
people?
You know, the movement to the 66% of municipalities have gone to the system, so there is some experience in cost. We know what our cost is, so would our consumers save money with roll cart technology?
The short answer to that is yes, they will save money. The explanation for that is that some people will actually pay more, some people will pay considerably less. But overall, I think you're going to see a reduction in their monthly fees. We have estimated that the cost savings per house per month will, and I know this is a broad range, to run from 88 cents to $2 per month cost savings. The proposed program that we are looking at, if it moves forward, would have a base size cart. There would be three carts involved, 48 gallon, 64 gallon, 96 gallon. The base cart of 64 gallons would already be set up at a rate that's lower than what they have right now. So if we are successful in getting everyone to use a 64 gallon or less, certainly their costs would be down. Now the potential for setting out a bag or a couch or something in addition to what they can put in the roll cart is there, and then they would pay more for that. But the beauty of that system is that we encourage recycling. And by doing so, by encourage recycling with reducing the amount of waste that you throw away, we will actually enhance our recycling program along the way. So that part is attractive as well. But the cost per month for the average size cart, 64, the middle size, would be less than what they pay right now. And the potential savings beyond that is greater.
I guess for a lot of people like me, we see that if I just use a 64-gallon cart, you know, I can see how you can save money. But a lot of people, I think it's probably normal experience, you know, we have our baseline waste production, and then we have people in for Christmas. And then we have an, oh, my God, situation in the garage with multiple trips out. And I think a lot of people like me and the population wonder, you know, how am I supposed to manage that with a 64-gallon cart?
Well, the solid waste is a utility. And in the world of utilities, if I consume more water, I pay more. If you consume more electricity, you pay more. If you generate more trash, should you not apply that same philosophy and pay more for that? Because if my neighbor is doing a good job of recycling and recycling all that they can, and they get by with a 64-gallon cart, and then someone across the street doesn't take that care in their trash and they generate more or twice, should they not pay more?
Well, I understand that argument, but that is a change that I think would make some people a little bit. I guess what we're saying is, I could look on the budget and see what the solid waste annual budget is. I didn't. What's it going to be in the second year of roll carts? Because I think that's what, you know, for me, there's a fair, as you know, there seems to be a fair amount of satisfaction with the current system. And this is a customer service, right, with a cost. And we've not done a good job of articulating this change resulting in either cost savings, which people can see and feel, or an increase in service. And, in fact, some people view this as a decline in service because of the nature of roll carts. So I'm not seeing a compelling financial argument for the system. And I would think, you know, given the maturity of this technology, that ought to be available, and that should be part of the analysis, which is to say this, you're going to save money. And I think it adds a lot of uncertainty when you say you're going to now create a variable cost structure. And, I mean, people don't like uncertainty. People are satisfied. They don't want the uncertainty. So I think the lack of a solid cost analysis is one liability we're faced here. And secondly, the variability of cost is another uncertainty that people have. And I think that makes people who are satisfied with the status quo anxious about a change they didn't ask for. The second part of this, I know that you're talking about customer service, and I really do believe that, you know, that what I hear is that in places where this is instituted, that people adapt to it. But, you know, our customers don't want it. A lot of our customers don't want it. That's the problem we have right now. They're satisfied with the current system. They're satisfied with the charges they're paying. And they, at least right now, are telling us, all of us, that they don't want it to change. And maybe, you know, that's human psychology, and maybe we all resist change. And maybe if we impose this on them after a couple of years, it'd be okay. But people don't like things imposed on them. And that's the problem that we're faced with here. So for me, when somebody calls me and says, why are we doing this? I'm satisfied with what I've got. I really don't have an answer for them. And that's the problem. I know that was the reason that you moved into the pilot study. The problem I have with the pilot study is this. I really originally thought it wasn't going to cost anything. I don't know where I got that information.
$7,000.
How much?
$7,000.
That was my. So it's. I mean, in the big picture, maybe that's a lot of, not a lot of money. You've already spent $30,000 of it, I guess, and there's another $40,000 to go. So there is an increase in cost. There's obviously inherent selection bias with any study like this. And, you know, we already know what the experience is like. You can drive through Jeff City, right? You can drive through Hartsburg, and you can drive through Ashland to see the roll carts. And people who don't like roll carts on the street are going to see roll carts on the street, and they're not going to like roll carts on the street. So, again, that's the problem I have is that he's evolved into something that's not cost neutral, doesn't involve an expenditure. And I am questioning the value of it at this point. This may be a community that's simply not ready at this time for this. That's the point I'm going to make, and that's a decision the council will have to make. You guys are doing what we expect you to do, but it may not, depending on how the council acts, this may not be the time for this move. So that's...
I would like to share my experience. Two of the areas proposed are in the 6th Ward, and the emails I had received were up to last week were overwhelmingly opposed. So I sent emails out to the neighborhood presidents and to all the emails I had for those individuals in the pilot project. And we contacted them that we were considering a pilot project and their streets were being considered to be included in the pilot. And I really expected overwhelming negativity to that. In fact, I also went to around on Saturday, spent 2 hours going around the neighborhood to older people and people I thought would be opposed and people I didn't know who moved into the neighborhood to get their input. And I was shocked that we only had 3 people that were negative towards being in the pilot project. All the rest were either I'm interested in this. I'd like to try it out. I've had it in Boulder, or my children have it here, and we'd like to try it out. Older people said, you know, my bags are so... I was shocked because those were the people I really thought would say, no, I just can't do it. And they said, the bags are heavy, and I think I'd like a roll cart. I think that would be helpful. One woman whose husband's on oxygen and she has a broken elbow even thought it would be a good idea. I was just absolutely shocked. So now I'm wondering if, you know, what the public really feels, and that, you know, I think a pilot would be very helpful for an on-the-ground experience. And in terms of cost, oh, the other thing they were very interested in is making sure that the recycling was up, and they didn't want recycling to be reduced because of the program, so we needed to have a really good measure on that. And they were interested in saving the plastic, not having additional plastic bags, to put a plastic bag in a plastic bag. And in terms of the cost, I do see, you know, an initial cost for the pilot, but then there's a potential for a long-term cost savings, as you indicated, though we don't have exact specifics for each customer. So anyways, that's surprisingly and shockingly what I learned this weekend, trying to do due diligence in reaching everyone who tentatively would be involved in the program. So I share that with you.
Can I address the pilot cost? The original shotgun approach was set up as a pilot with actually pretty minimal costs. We did account for the staff time that was involved in it. The recent changes to the proposed pilot included the renting of the truck, and that's about $8,000 a month to rent a truck. So we've almost doubled our cost just recently from the original concept. The roll carts themselves rent for about $2 or $3 a month per cart, so they're the minimal cost part of it. The potential cost savings for our citizens, in my opinion, down the road is fairly significant, and I would say that just taking a look at what other cities do and what we do here, Columbia has a great system. I'm not denying that. The residents are very pleased with it. I get a lot of positive feedback. I also talk to a lot of people about the roll carts, and during the course of the conversation, Ms. Hoppe, it turns kind of the opposite of what they originally called me for, and thinking, well, I was opposed to it at the beginning, but now I think I would like to try it. So I think getting that information out there is important. The cost for the program moving forward would be less than what we have now, simply because an automated truck can collect up to 1,200 homes, and our current maximum per truck right now is about 800. So if you can do just a simple math right there, you can see that the employee can be much more productive in this system than they can in the existing system.
You have 22 residential personnel in the budget for next year. I was fascinated with the Tribune article, which purported, I mean, a small sample of some of the employees who were not in favor of this. I mean, you would think that in a very physical job and demanding job, that employees who are out in the heat, out in the rain, out in the snow, would be in favor of a technology which protected them from the elements. I mean, that's what you'd think. But the article with a small sample seemed to suggest that the employees were not in favor of this new technology, that they were, in fact, worried about losing jobs. And, you know, one of the ways you save money is productivity, and productivity means you need fewer employees to do a certain amount of work.
Our commitment on that, you're right, you need fewer employees at the end of it. Our commitment is to reduce that employment through attrition. We have plenty of work for everyone that's here. Our intent would be to keep them on, not to lay anyone off. But then as folks retire and whatnot, we would hold those jobs open.
Did we ever do any research into biodegradable bags? See how much they cost?
Pardon?
In research on biodegradable bags, did we ever do any research on that? How much more they are than a regular black bag?
A
bag that would work.
Well, we have not found one that actually works as far as a biodegradable bag, as far as a shelf life. What we have seen is their cost is they're about four times the cost of what we have with our existing bag. They're pretty expensive. And that's primarily because the volume's not out there. The people are not using them, so it's a small production.
What would the additional charge on a utility bill be at four times the bag price? I mean, it can't be four times the utility price.
No, it wouldn't be four. I would have to get back with you on that.
How many customers are there on the utility?
33,000.
So you're using $370,000 in bag cost?
Sounds about right.
$10 a year for bags,
right,
per customer. So you're saying $40 a bag, $40 for a bag per customer?
Oh, four times. We pay about 20 cents a bag for ours right now. So if you go to a biodegradable bag, you would be somewhere around 75, 80
cents. Well, 370,000 divided by 33,000 customers is about a little over $10 a year per customer. If we times that times four, that would be $40 per year per customer.
Okay.
For bags.
I guess the number of vouchers mailed out must be 4 per customer per year, and I'm probably a typical customer that I don't always use my vouchers, and sometimes I just pay the retail, which is about $4.78 for the roll. I don't know if that's the cost of reimbursing the merchants for the actual bags purchased, because of course the voucher is worth the paper it's printed on until it's redeemed. Is that correct?
The vouchers are mailed out 3 times a year,
mm-hmm.
included in the cost.
By Gary's math, then the average person's redeeming about two and a half of the three vouchers, which sounds about right.
That's pretty close, actually. What we're getting back is right around 80% of the vouchers for the black bag and about 60 for the blue ones.
Right, and then I don't know if you make money off guys like me that I go buy a roll and I pay retail for it because I don't have my coupon on me or because I'm using extras.
I must also point that Mr. Weeman was the architect of the voucher system, which saved the city $300,000 to $400,000 a year. So, you know, one of my favorite employees.
Thank you.
Remember, I was trying to get at was if we went to a biodegradable bag at 4 times the bag price, it would cost the consumer about another $2.50 a month to have a biodegradable bag on to add it onto their service. Now I want to talk about the trucks. We have a 1997, two 1999s, two 2000s, two 2002s, two 2003s, two 2004s, and one 2006 truck. The book value that I was given by John Blattle is $301,000 on those trucks. The salvage value, if we sell them, is $135,000. So immediately we lose $165,000 on truck costs. The life of those trucks we're not using. 10 new trucks cost $3 million, and we have to depreciate those over some period of time. The fuel, we use an average of 53.2 thousand gallons of fuel a year over the last 3 years. At $1 a gallon, that's $53,000, basically, a year we'd save in fuel. So the loss in the truck, it takes 3 years to make up, in fuel cost, takes 3 years to make up that loss in the use of the truck. So, you know, when you look at this, that there has to be more justification to me to go to this system, a bigger dollar savings, and I can't see where it's at. Either that or the public has to be overwhelmingly in favor of it. Then I'd be in favor.
The fuel cost. Yeah, I think you're referring to the compressed natural gas aspect of it.
And versus diesel.
Yes, certainly. The cost to convert or have a truck built for compressed natural gas is about $40,000 per truck.
Extra.
Yeah.
Is that in the $3 million total for 10 trucks? Or $40,000 a truck in there?
Million dollars total. So you could save if you took that out. This program would work with or without the compressed natural gas.
But then you lose the savings on the fuel, which is $53,000 a year.
Now you've got, you have those trucks already in next year's budget, don't you? I think you
put them aside, yes.
All right, but I see proposed 2013, $4 million in capital, and last year it was $1 million. Is that the trucks? So you just put that to the side then.
And if we don't do the pilot, we'll have to replace some of our trucks anyway. So
right.
We won't replace 10.
Could you replace them by attrition with compressed natural gas?
You could, but we're going to have to figure out how much we want to pay for compressed natural gas if you're not using all that you're supposed to be using.
Right.
Paying money that wasn't going toward anything.
The other factor that I didn't bring up, and over the last 3 years, the maintenance on those 10 trucks per year is $434,000 on those 10 old trucks.
Our maintenance cost is high, and I think actually you will see in another presentation that follows this how we compare to other cities, but our maintenance cost per truck is high because we have an older fleet.
So you have more presentation about this in the next presentation?
Well, the IECMA performance measures we wanted to report out on what we experienced. You'll remember last year that was a budget initiative, $5,000 to join the IECMA Center for Performance Measurement. So we have that report for you, although it seems that you might have more interest in roll carts. So if you want to hold that, we can.
Yeah, why don't we do that? Because is there data in there relevant to roll carts?
There is. I don't know if we're prepared with it tonight, but we had a technical.
Given that it's quarter to seven, I don't know if we, and given the number of questions, do we want to delay the ICMA report till?
I would suggest that we do that. I think it's a good idea.
That'll give us more time to
Let's
prepare.
Let's move on with this, because I think some of us have some more questions.
I don't have any questions. Are we discussing this, or are we just doing questions?
We're doing questioning.
Well, and discussion. Yeah. I was pretty vocal last time we spoke about the pilot and the roll carts. Unlike Ms. Hoppe, my experience has been totally different in the fifth. I have, as a matter of fact, received many calls today on my way to the meeting, of people in opposition to the roll carts, and I have to concur with the mayor. I just don't believe that we're ready or wanting to take this on right now to change our trash collection system. It's been overwhelming, and so I just would say that, you know,
up in a report, and we can make a motion during the report to either proceed with the pilot study or to discontinue the pilot.
Yeah, by vote. Okay.
And, but again, I think that no matter what we decide, we need to keep pursuing progress. We need to keep pursuing this and make a better model. I think if, you know, you'd made a model that said to each individual, if we go with this system, you'll save $200 in 10 years. Come up with a 10-year model, and that you will get us off diesel, you get us in the, I mean, there are other considerations also. And I think you can talk about the long-term effects of workman's comp, because we've had different numbers, you know, we've had a couple of different sets of numbers. And so this is the first time we've come up with a hard set of numbers. So no matter what we decide, I think that we need to continue to pursue this, and I'm sure that's what we'll do. But any questions about the process here?
Yeah. Is this something that can also be phased in? So instead of the whole city, you know, beyond a pilot, could it be phased in so a certain section of the city?
I won't say that it can't, but it would be difficult because you'd have to have basically a route each day to use that truck on, and so you'd have to phase a piece of it each day in.
But let's just say you replace one of these trucks with a truck with an arm. It can still do the old-fashioned tipping duty. Is that not correct?
Generally, no. No.
Because it dumps it up.
So it is a different truck. So the new truck cannot do what the current trucks do.
That's what we're proposing to use.
Uh-huh. That's interesting.
But, Mayor, I agree with you. It's something, you know, if it's not right for the city, we don't want to move forward.
And it may
with
not
it either,
be right
but
now.
But we do, you know, need to continue the study.
Right. So, but, again, I think the presentation has been excellent. As I said, Mr. Weem has been a very good steward of the customer's money, and I greatly respect what he's contributed to the city.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you want to start that, or want to take a break? We could do it another time.
I think there's a lot to be said on the ICMA data, so I think
let's just take a break and start a session.
Yeah.
Let's focus on it when we have an opportunity.
It's going to be.
I'm just shocked. I didn't really get the response back.